Blog Talk Radio.
For Punch TV Studio. Thank you for joining us today as we come to you again with a live show up of who you are. Today's topic, we're going to talk about Believe You Can and You Are Halfway There and Finding Your Passion. So if you want to call today and talk about what's your passion, and just elaborate on it, you are welcome to do that. You can dial 657-383-1974, and we're gonna get the show on the road because I want to find out what you're thinking about and what's your dream, what's your vision, what do you think it's going to take for you to be successful, and what you're doing, and why do you think you have a chance of making it in this world that we call life. When you have obstacles that are coming your way, just soon when you make up your mind to do something, then you find yourself going forward, but you may not be in the place that you need to be to get you to the place that you want to do, your destination. Find out where your destination is. You know, like we always say, you got to plan it and have it ready to go. Otherwise, if you don't plan, you plan to fail. So we're going to give you an opportunity to come on our talk show today and talk about what your passion is. And I have a book here that I've been kind of looking at, and it talks about, this is a book I recommend that you get. It's The Secret Element of Extraordinary Success. It's The Power of Mentorship: Finding Your Passion. And this book is a book that I picked up some time ago that gives you many of mentors and things that they say. And I'm just going to go over some of the things that I have learned out of reading this book. Some of the things it says: a vital need to do everything with passion. How to turn your passion into a payday, secrets to keeping passion alive, and how to say yes to your passion. And you will find mentors such as Bob Proctor in here, Zig Ziglar, Brian Tracy, Don and Melinda Boyer, Mick Moore, and many others sharing with you the secrets to tapping into passion to create the lifestyle and success you desire. One of our favorites we know is Les Brown, also turned his passion into a motivational speaker. Of course, we have our CEO, Mr. Joseph Collins. His passion that he has right now, a drive that he has to make something happen, and it is happening with Punch TV Studio. So it's a lot of things that we want to just talk to you about. And it says, what is passion? There's a power of love combined with burning desire. And however, what passion does for an individual is the focus of this book. Because passion is that internal flame that has no understanding of the word impossible, and it gives you the ability to overcome any limitations. It is a great secret element to the genius behind the work of legendary greats. Men like Michelangelo or Albert Einstein or Henry Ford. Of course, our last president, Mr. President Obama, also his passion to have been the president and then ran again for a second term. Out of all that he's been through, all the criticism and stuff, still the passion that he had, that he has of being the president of the United States, it happened. And then, you know, you hate to say it, but again, like Donald Trump, he had a passion. He has things that he's trying to accomplish in his own personal life. Therefore, he is the president of the United States. So we just wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about some things and about what your passion is. My passion is ministry and being a motivational speaker. So I am endeavoring now to embark on those things right now. I am a certified Les Brown a motivational speaker, and I have been speaking since I was about, I would say, 29 years old. And my story is I am one of the siblings of six siblings. My father, a minister, a renowned minister in the gospel, a preacher, a pastor, who studied the Word of God profoundly, profusely, sent him up late at night, just working in the daytime and then coming home and just diligently seeking the Word of God. And I didn't know that same passion would be one of the things that would drive me to what I'm trying to, what I'm doing today. And as growing up as a child, I always said I wanted to be a teacher. You know how a child has dreams of what they want to do. But when you say a teacher, we most of the time think of being in a parochial school, not thinking a teacher of adults and finding your passion or finding your dreams and making your visions come to pass. Well, that's where I am now. I'm at the place now. I want to help people to redirect their passion to where they want to explore and come into a place of their destiny. So I've been preaching, just taking, having appointments, but now it's become an obsessive desire to go a little higher, to go out a little deeper into the water, where now I want to reach further, a far more greater audience now. So I am now a Les Brown certified motivational speaker, and that means it's not just inside the four walls of the church, but it's everywhere, in stadiums, with children, at school, with women's group, and conferences, you know, seminars, and the passion that you have, it will drive you to do things that you would not normally done if you not had the burning desire to do that. So you start hanging around and being with people that can get you to those places. And we're so honored to know that we have several people that are helping us to get us to that place faster. I believe now in this time and age that just like what our mentors went through to get to where they are today, we don't have to go through the same route because now we have someone that will sit there with us and administer and help to get the gift that we have and cause it to be very fruitful. But one thing I said is you got to believe you can. And if you believe you can, you are already halfway there. I'm going to read something to you, something that I've been kind of just had my heart on. And I'm going to talk about something because it has the seed that you have in you for your desire, wherever you're dreaming about, whatever your vision is about, has already been planted in you. You already have the faith to do what the Creator has called you to do. And this has to do with the mustard seed and the kingdom of God. And it says the mustard seed is a very small seed. And you go to Matthew 13 and 31 and 32, and it talks about it. It says Jesus used the mustard seed to illustrate the principles of the kingdom of God for several reasons. It says a seed carried within itself the DNA or the blueprint of the parent's plant. That's what the mustard seed is. It's just a little small seed. Barely can see it. If you put it in your hand, you can barely hold it. But it is the mustard seed is going to produce a great, and this plant grows so big. If you check on the Middle East, it'll tell you how huge it is, and the birds of the air lodge under it. It's different than an acorn, which produces an oak tree, not a hickory tree. So look at the seed that you have that has been planted in you and find out what kind of seed do you have that, and what's the magnitude of that seed and how far it should be going. What should I be doing to the seed to water it, to bring it to produce the results that I want it to bring up? It says, Jesus said, the kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seeds on the ground and should sleep by night and rise by the day, and the seeds shall sprout and grow. He himself does not know how. You don't know how you're going to come to the place you're going to be. You don't know when it's going to happen, but you got to know that whatever you have in you, if you water it, if you constantly put your mind into yielding the crop that's supposed to come, then day by night, whatever the seed is in you growing, it's going to produce what it said the type of seed is going to be. It said, for the earth yields crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, and after that, a full grain in the head. So as much as you desire to mature in the things of God and the dreams and the visions that you have, there's something that you're going to have to do to cause that passion in you to just explode, where it's driving you to a place where it's undeniable that this is what the Creator has made you to do. So it says the mustard seed plant grows to a remarkable size in comparison to the original mustard seed. This is it. Compared to what you can see, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, the things God has prepared for those that love him. You can't even imagine what you're going to be from the original state of where you are now. You need to stop looking at where you are now and look to where you're going. But it says Jesus referred to the principles of the kingdom of God as a living thing that grows within us to produce remarkable things. You are going to do remarkable things. You're going to be outstanding in the things that you are passionate about. You're going to be so astonishing when you begin to speak to people. You're going to be captivating the people that God has already planted for you because of the seed that's in you. Then it says, Jesus said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you would say to these hindrances and things that are causing you to lack belief in who you are, you're going to begin to speak those things to that mountain. And you're going to say, move out of here, whatever the hindrance is, whatever the obstacle is, whatever the fear is, you can speak to it. And it said, it will move and nothing will be impossible for you. That's a promise. It will move out of the way. It will be demolished. It will disappear. It will be cast into the sea. And you won't be able to find that fear because you have overcome by the faith that you have. But you said, well, I don't have a lot of faith. Well, the Bible says you don't even need a lot of faith. It said, if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you can speak to those situations, speak to those trials that you have. And then you got to know, the Bible says the joy of the Lord is your strength. He gives you the strength to go through the things that you're facing right now today. So it says Jesus talked about the quantity of faith that it takes to do the impossible. It is not the quantity of your faith, but it's the quality of your faith. Okay, we said, what is faith? Faith is the confidence that you have in God and God's word. Confidence that you have that whatever he placed in you, that it's going to produce and it's going to yield the fruit that he has given into you. Do you believe it? If you believe it, you can have it. If you can speak it into existence, it says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. You got to see yourself speaking and people hearing you and receiving it. You got to see after you have spoken it, it's come out of your mouth, let it rest on the minds and the spirit of those that you're speaking to. Relax and let the Lord begin to cause it to produce that which you have sent it out to do. The promises are sure. If you believe that what you have has been given to you by your Creator to change life, then you have stepped out on a territory that can nobody take away from you. Your faith, not the quantity. It says Jesus compares mustard seed to mountains. Jesus said that if it only take a mustard seed amount of faith, amount of confidence in the principle of the kingdom of God to remove huge barriers such as mountains, Jesus said if you have the mustard seed amount of faith in the word of God, nothing would be impossible for you. Nothing. Jesus also said that it is the believer's responsibility to speak to the mountain. You got to say something. You got to come out of your mouth. Because I believe that Jesus said, I can say to this mountain, this barrier, move from here. Nothing is impossible for me because I am a believer and not a doubter. How much faith do you need in order for your mountains to be removed? How much confidence do you believe in God, God's word, and the faith that he put into you? The Bible says that Jesus is the author and he is the finisher of our faith. Are you looking to do the impossible in your life? How can this happen if you have unbelief? Which is, verily I say unto you, that if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you can say unto this mountain, move from here to there, and it shall remove. It says nothing shall be impossible. However, this kind comes out, but none by fasting and prayer. Some things that you're going to have to just put your plate down, stop eating for a bit, so you clear your mind and be clear of thought. Some of the foods that you may have that may be hindering you from making a clear cut through your visions. Prayer, we know prayer is a communication that God gives us to talk to him so you can get instructions on what do I need to do. And that's daily prayer, not just every once in a while. Your plans that you have are to bring about prosperity in your life. So you need to have a daily communication of openness. And you can say, well, Lord, I don't know what's going on. I'm doubting your word in my situation. Help my unbelief. And then give me wisdom. Give me understanding how to make this happen. And then you start planning what you want to happen in your life. Every day you get up and you say, thank you. Thank you for the plan that I have to be prosperous. Thank you for the plan I have to be healthy. Thank you for the plan I have, God, to move mountains out of my life. See, faith and unbelief both come by what you are hearing. Are you giving your attention to? You must choose to have faith to come into your heart by hearing the word of God. Only unbelief will stop you from doing the supernatural. You must deal with any areas of unbelief by increasing your time with God in prayer. You must also fast or decrease your dependency on your flesh. Worldly input kind of unbelief only comes out of your heart by prayer and fasting. Maybe once, just start a little bit. Fast one day out of a week and just dedicate, sacrifice that time where you're just meditating on God's word day and night, so you may get firm directions and information on how to get to your destination. Whew, this is good. You must recognize that even Jesus was limited by an environment of unbelief. And you must surround yourself with people like yourself, or people that are believing, people that believe in you, people that are already been successful in the area that you are going to. And when you need to talk to them, you need to find someone that will encourage you to step out and believe in the dreams that you have. Step out and believe in the vision that you have, because you have so much negativity that is surrounding you. Sometimes it hinders you and stifles you from moving out into where the places that you should be. And so you got to remove the naysayers, the scoffers, and the unbelieving people, just like Jesus did. He removed them out of his environment, and he walked by faith and not by sight, because he said he is the author and the finisher of our faith. So, you know, the enemy wants to trip you up. He wants to bring in offenses against you, against your spiritual progress and what God has already given you when he's spoken into your spirit and said that you're going to be great and mighty, that he's made you fearfully and wonderfully made you. So you are the creative spirit just like he has. But then you have some people that don't believe like you believe, don't believe in your vision, don't believe in the way that you're taking. You have to learn how to cut it off and begin to walk in the power that God has given you. The Bible says, unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can even ask or think, you can do it. You must establish your environment of faith day by day, moment by moment, and then watch God open up the rivers and the wonders of heaven, where you begin to speak those things into existence and they begin to come to pass, because you begin to increase your power of believing that this is for me. This is mine. I'm going to stand strong and I'm going to be successful. The Bible says you are more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. Well, maybe you say, well, I don't believe in this Jesus thing. It's quite okay with me, but I believe that if you just put him in your equation, even if you say you don't believe, say, well, teach me, help me to believe in who you are. If you really who you are, say, ask the Lord to help me to believe that this is sound, then he will help you. And you will find yourself, doors been opened unto you, a way been opened that you've never seen before, because he will lead you and guide you in the right direction. We are talking about finding your passion. This is your host, Joy Brown, coming to you today. Yes, I am the guest speaker today. I challenged myself that I was going to do something that I really hadn't done before, and that's to come on my show. Even if I didn't have a guest, I would be the featured guest. I would give somebody something to hold on for the next step that you're going to take. I would give you something more refreshing that would invigorate you and energize you to let you know you can do it. It's not impossible, but it's possible. Believe in the gift that God has given you, and walk by faith and not by sight. We're going to just go through a commercial and come right back to you. And thank you for joining in on this talk show, the Pastors for Punch TV Studio. And if you have something you want to say, I want to learn about your passion, I want you to talk about it on our show. Thank you. Hold on one moment.
This is a Queen Vander Power Nugget.
Did you know our afflictions have value? 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 lets us know our light, afflictions, pressure, trials, and tribulations, which is but for a moment, a point in time, a season, a mark, significant, working, achieved, accomplishes. For us, a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
As a filmmaker, you're brimming with ideas. But do you need help bringing your ideas to life? That's where Punch TV Studios comes in. We offer independent filmmakers a place to call home, as well as practical help, advice, resources, support, and most importantly, funding. Join the filmmakers group at Nabuki.com and network with industry professionals. Do you Nabuki?
Okay, thank you for joining us on the Pastors for Punch TV studio. I'm your host, Joy Brow, and we are talking about finding your passion. Let me ask you something. Where does passion come from? Passion originates from inside of us. It begins with inspiration. And there may be many ideas that we receive that get us to a really exciting place in our life. But passion comes from the heart, not the mind. We can use the mind or our logic to discover our passion, but we only know we have discovered it through our emotions. Our passion is innate. It is something that we are born with. And it can manifest itself in many ways. Okay, so how do we recognize our passion? What is the passion made of? Is it a magical mix of ingredients? It says the three ingredients of passion. Passion resonates with who we are, with our innate being. When we find our passion, it will feel like we have discovered a piece of who we are. It will feel refreshing, invigorating, and energizing. Do you have that with your passion? And then it says, our passion is in line with our values and belief system. We all have values and beliefs that shape the lens of how we look at the world. Our passion must be in line with three values and beliefs. Sometimes our ability to recognize our passion may be screwed or scrutinized by values or belief if we have taken on a value or belief that is in that's disempowering. We may not be able to fully step into our passion, meaning our beliefs have been watered down. You haven't been standing strong on what you believe, so it has no power to take you to the next level. And in order to solve this dilemma, you will have to reconstruct or change your value or beliefs so they can become empowering to you and to others that you're talking to. So passion corresponds to our innate strength. You have weaknesses and you have strength. And your passion hinges on your strength that you have. What is it that you like doing? Do you like communicating with people? Or do you work good with your hands? Are you good with electronic things? Or are you good with the computer? Or do you communicate well with people, analyzing people's problems? You know, like a counselor. How did you find yourself in being a counselor? Because it was something about you that when people came to you, you were able to listen to them attentively and then give them a solution. We are all born with things that we are great at, things that we love to do. And most of us have many strengths, but sometimes you have to narrow those down and pinpoint
what is it that I want to do that have caused me to be to have the most impact on myself and other people? So there are many tests that can help you discover your strength. And there's a book by Marcus Buckingham called Now Discover Your Strength. So if you're looking to discover your strength, I highly recommend this book. Another way to discover your strength is to take one of the many personality tests, such as the Myers-Briggs or the DISC model, D-I-S-C. And these tests will help you uncover your strength and how they relate to your personality. So this is, in turn, will give you insight to one of the ingredients of your passion. Your passion wants to find you as much as you want to find it. Isn't that amazing? It's looking for you. Your passion is an undiscovered part of you, and you will never truly be alive until you discover your passion. It will tap you on your heart like a beating drum. Oh, let's hear that again. Your passion, whatever it is that you have a desire, will tap you on your heart like a beating drum. Do you hear that? Did you hear that? That tap, 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 tap. Well, that's telling you something. It's trying to help you find that thriving feeling. How can we come alive in you? You are facing now with a decision that is relating to your success. You're facing with decisions of how to find the destiny or the dream or the vision that has been put into you. So you're coming to a pivoted point in your life where it's on you and you can't get it off. And being able to recognize your passion has everything to do with being in touch with your feelings. Your feelings, not your logic, will guide you to a finding and recognizing your passion. You want to be happy. You want to have the joy of doing something that brings other people pleasure also. That's why sometimes the jobs that you're on, moving to a new city, meeting new relationships could bring an exciting part of where you're going. Traveling to a new place of the world is all exciting, but more exciting than that is knowing your passion. Whatever it is, the idea you would give you a feeling of excitement or inspiration, that passion knocks on your door. When are you going to answer the door? Now, it says passion is like a fire. Oh, you know what that means. It starts off as a small flame. And the more sticks you add to the fire, the larger the flame becomes and the greater the heat. If we don't add no sticks to the fire, then the fire will go out, literally go out. It's just like being at a fireplace. I'm quite sure some of you have fireplace in your homes and during the wintertime. I'm not talking about the electric fireplace. I'm talking about the fireplace where you get the wood and you got to get the lighter fluid and you got to put something on it to get the fire started, paper or something that's tangible to begin the fire. And as you build the fire up, moment by moment, it gets intense. And sometimes the fire gets so hot, you have to pull back from it. But it feels so good. You keep going back into it to feel the warmth of it, the soothing desire of the fireplace, the smell of it. It captivates your imagination. It puts you in a place of illusion. Oh, yes, it will. It'll take you to a height of place where you find yourself dreaming about where you are. It'll take you out of your normal thought of life to put you into imaginary place where you could go, what you could passion is inside of you, and it's coming alive. So passion begins from within. In order for your passion to grow and to bloom, you must cultivate it. Another way to think about cultivating passion is like a garden. Your passion is the seed that naturally lies within you. You didn't plant it. You were born with it. Once you discover it within yourself where the seed is planted, you must begin to nourish it so that it will take root and it will grow. Let's see, how do we get it to grow? How do we cultivate it? Okay, I have three steps, a process of cultivating your passion. I'm going to give you three. First, the first thing, you got to write it down. Get you some paper and begin to put it down. And as soon as you have an idea that inspires you, capture it on paper. When you do this, it will immediately bring the ideas into a physical realm. Then it begins to move your ideas into reality. They begin to speed up and get momentum. Many times when we do this, our brains will give us the following thought. This happened for two reasons. First, we have to free up our brain to widen to allow a new thought to enter. And then another thought comes in. And then we encourage our brain by acknowledging a great idea and giving it great credibility, thus inspiring us to be creative. Oh, boy. Inspire yourself. Encourage yourself. Pat yourself on the back, because now you're moving into another area of your spiritual mindedness, I'll say. Then after you write it down, I mean step by step, what is it, your ideas that you're having? Put it down on paper. It may not seem like nothing. It may not seem important. You might have a hard time originally just taking down the thoughts. Just let it flow. Don't make it too hard. And as the thoughts begin to come into your mind, just write it down. It doesn't have to be in any particular order or anything. We're just getting it out of your mind onto paper. We want to become visible to your eyes and to your intuition of finding out what it is that I want to do. What is this passion? What is this burning desire I have that I need to get out of me? I need it out of me, and I need it to be in the range of the spirit so I can bring it into manifestation. So you come out of this stage where this thing is harbored in your heart, and now you're writing it down on paper. Then you got to take action. In your next available moment, put your ideals into action. Maybe it is to check to see if you have a domain name or if it's available for great a business idea. Then you go online, you find it, and you buy it. This is a single action to begin to make the avalanche a possibility. I say avalanche because it seems like it's so big, it's so enormous. I don't know how I'm going to make this happen. Oh, you're in the right place at the right time, because when your dream is so big, you know it cannot be you. It must be the spirit in you that's bringing something out of you that think it's not impossible, but it is possible. It triggers the law of attraction. And it begins to make things happen that will show you the next step. And then I said, I'm going to give you three things to write down to cultivate your passion. Be ready to receive the next step. Because sometimes, and most of the time, we aren't exactly sure what the next step is. Yet we know the direction in which we want to go. And if we remain open, the universe will show us what to do next. Now, you say, how? That's why you don't have to worry about how. If you start writing things down, you start taking action, it'll come. You just need to be ready to listen and take action. When you're pursuing your passion, You'll be pushed out of the comfort zone. You'll be asked to grow. And most people, when faced with pushing their comfort zone, stop and fade back into the comfortable rut. Passion is something that you must pursue. It takes courage, faith, and action. Put that down. It takes courage, faith, and action. I have a speaker, Joy Vaughn, if you check the archives, and she has her business and her passion in teaching people about how to pursue their passion, how to pursue their vision. And she said one of the key principles that are missing in most people's life is not faith, but it's courage. Courage to do it. You know, almost like the lion in The Wizard of Oz. I'm scared. I'm scared. Oh, yeah, I've been there before. Huh? I'm scared. But listen, courage to move out and to cause it to happen. Hey, this is your host, Joy Brown, the pastor for Punch TV Studio, talking about how to find your passion. Well, like my time is running out, I'll see you on next Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And thank you again for joining with me, PunchTVStudio.com. Find out how you can invest in our company. You have a wonderful day. Thank you.